Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Okay, I'll make this short and sweet because we're way behind thanks to me today. You're welcome. Thank you so much to everyone that came out to the toy drive. My little victory is we just got praised by the boss on the sports station. I just got a text.
Yeah.
Little victories is we're getting praised by the boss next door.
Doing our thing.
Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for your help with the toy drive.
You know, it's just some slight.
You're welcome, Mitch.
Shout out, my boy.
Little victories when you're when you're behind and then you get praise from one of the bosses. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, I like it.
That's our little victory. What's yours?
No, I like it. I'm a double up today. What? What? I can't share in that
you
little
share.
You the only one that got the shout out. What?
I'm assuming he's happy. I mean, you were on the sports station yesterday.
Come on now.
That's our little victory.
It was fun. It was a little victory. Yesterday was great.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek is where it's happening. We'll be out there again on Thursday, all week long, six to six. So we'll see you on Thursday if we didn't see you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's our little victory. Thank you to everyone that donated, including, you know who it is.
You already know us, duh. You mean OG? The OG. I feel like it's only right because she literally did her thing.
I snapped because I thought DZ would come to life and go, yes, OG Lori.
I was like, no, us. No. Wow, Wow West. Shout out OG Lori and Wow, Wow West.
She pulled up to the toy drive and she donated a whole cart of toys.
No joke, no exaggeration, a whole cart. Pulled up, whole cart, literal whole cart.
So these are not little victories, actually, these are big victories.
Big
That's
dub.
All.
Thank you.
The question of the day is coming up next, and it's inspired by my very own son, Hudson. I told DZ what it was, and he goes, that's a good question.
I'm in, don't tempt me, I'm in.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day inspired by my 11-year-old Hudson, who somehow comes up with the best conversation starters.
I mean, that's the child for you.
I'm telling you what, we were in Florida at my parents', and you know how grandma and grandpa have tons of crap in the pantry, like chips and cookies and
Yeah. All you just the only thing you got to do is make sure it's not expired.
Exactly. So Hudson was having Cool Ranch Doritos with Grandma on the regular every day, all day.
Hey, I got a sweet memory of eating chips with my grandmother too. R.I.P. Abuelita Rosa. Love you.
Aww.
Nah, for real. It's a core memory. She used to call it dog food. Long story for another day.
Well, he was eating Cool Ranch Doritos with Grandma, and he turned to her and he said, "Grandma, when you eat chips, do you put the whole chip in your mouth or do you take bites?" And I went, Hudson.
That kid's a genius.
I never thought about that. What a great question of the day.
That kid is a genius. Mark it.
And I really never thought about it. And I realized at that moment, I'm a whole chip person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never bite into a chip because then it would fly everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I only eat Quest chips because, you know, I'm low carb keto.
But so, it's still a chip. It's still a chip.
Well, I just want people to go, "You don't eat chips." Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do.
So I eat Quest chips a lot, and I will eat the whole chip. Loaded taco, my favorite flavor. The whole chip.
Naturally. Yeah. I mean, there's, in my opinion, I don't think there's any other way to eat a chip. I've seen nibblers. You know, the people that are like, eat the corners. Ew. Like a child.
But they're on Ozempic. and food repulses them.
Is that the spy? That's how you pick them out now?
Haven't you seen the friends on Ozempic where food grosses them out? They're like, "I can't even eat."
None of my peoples are on Ozempic. We all eat.
You know what, same.
Everybody eats. What you talking about? What?
You're right. We eat. Fair enough. But
Ozempic. Lasagna. Just saying.
DZ's like, "My Ozempic is lasagna."
Yeah, no, thank you. That's
amazing.
Okay. That's just me, man.
Seriously, though, do you put the whole chip in your mouth?
Yeah, I honestly look for the biggest chip just to challenge myself on if I can fit the biggest chip in my mouth. That's how much of a biggest chip I am, or a whole chip kind of person I am.
Do you ever do multiple chips at once?
Come on, dog.
You do.
Look at me.
No, but.
Do I look like I can't or don't or won't eat multiple chips at once?
I think it depends on the preference, much like full chip in your mouth, because sometimes I'm in the mood for one smooth chip, just perfectly in
bite
my
for
mouth,
chip kind of thing,
and it doesn't hit the sides of my mouth bad. It perfectly falls into my mouth, and then sometimes I want three stacked, and I know they're going to crunch and fall apart everywhere, and then I just need that in my life. Are you laughing at the way I'm moving my hands?
No, I'm thinking of the imagery and going, "Yeah, I relate to all of this right now."
The chunk of chips, like, yeah, I want them all.
But except mine don't fall out my mouth. I usually, I tilt the head back and drop them all in.
The head tilts for the bottom of the bag, because Quest chips are little, right? So I'll eat the whole bag every time, and then I will pour the final seasoning into my hand, and then I go like this, whoop, like I'm taking a shot.
You still pour it into your hand even though it's in the bag?
Yes, I don't pour the bag into my mouth. I pour the bag into my hand.
Got
And which I never realized how weird that was until you just pointed that out. See?
Why are you doing all the extra work? So we're a whole chip, whole bag kind of family over here.
Pretty much.
Whole chip, whole bag.
How do you guys eat your chips? This is the question of the day inspired by my son Hudson. Is it whole chip or little bites? It's one or the other.
You nibble, you eat a whole chip. Honestly, some people, like you said, there is a third category. Whole handful.
A whole handful.
I'm a handful kind of guy, yeah.
Every time, though, I mix it up.
Yeah, no, I'm usually eating at least two chips at a time.
What's your favorite chip, by the way? Which is a topic for another day.
That's tough, man. Depends on if I'm feeling spicy, and
that's
usually
fine.
I am. Takis. Yeah.
Noted. I just was curious. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about your favorite chip.
No.
We're talking about, do you eat the chip or the whole thing in your mouth, or little pieces?
Pause?
What?
No, pause. Yeah, we'll take your calls
we'll
and text
next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I close my eyes when I pour the crumbs into my mouth. The fear of it getting into my eyes.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I swear.
Oh, you can laugh at me because I didn't write that. Somebody else did.
Oh, then I'm laughing at them for sure.
You can laugh at them. And they didn't sign their name, so I don't know who it was. The question of the day is, how do you eat your chips? Do you eat a whole one or do you take little bites?
Are you a nibbler?
Let's start with Nick in Waukesha, actually. I want to start with him this morning. He said he tried to get in last week and he couldn't.
It'd be tough, man. Morning,
Sorry,
Nick.
Sorry, Nick. Hi.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
What's good, fam?
We're talking chips. How do you eat them?
I agree with you completely, Allie. I am the exact same way. I want, like, the whole chip. I'll grab a handful, and then when I'm done with the whole bag, I'm dipping it right in my hand, and then I'm throwing it back like a shot.
Throwing it back like
Nick
a shot.
Nick and I are matching chip eaters. Yep. That's how we eat. Yep. We do one single, a few at once, and then dump the whole bag.
Y'all are chip-drid spirits.
We're chip-drid spirits.
Look at y'all.
Exactly.
Hi. Hi. Hi, friend.
I'll leave y'all alone.
Oh, thank you. Nick, I'll see you later in the chip aisle.
Sounds good.
Bye, Nick.
Appreciate the call, man.
All right. Hannah in New Berlin texted in, and she said, if I'm tending to my Zen garden, a.k.a. scraping the top of the French onion dip with a chip.
I've never heard that, but I love it.
Then I eat the whole chip. If it's regular chips in a bag, I take bites. And that's actually really, really funny. Huh. And then Carl in Indy wrote in all caps. He texted us, Grippos, 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 Grippos.
I mean, did he think I was eating any other chip besides that? Like I said, if I'm going spicy, it's Takis. If it's any other chip, it's Grippos, 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 Grippos.
Well, somebody texted in and said, I crush them all in the bag. This is a different style. I crush them all in the bag, pour it in my mouth so my hands don't get dirty.
No, that's actually psychotic.
It's,
I'm sorry. No, I gotta acknowledge that. You can, how you pre-crushing, bro, and you're not putting them on something?
I don't know.
If they're not going on top of a mac and cheese or a bake, or they're not going in a sandwich, why are you pre-crushing your chips like a psychopath?
Right.
I'm not, you know what? Let me not disrespect you at this point in the morning.
You better not.
Let me not disrespect
Back
you.
Back off.
Let me not. I realize how negative I was being about you crushing your chips in the bag.
You're such a judgy chip guy.
Maybe I got Rude. Trauma from past chip crushings. I don't know.
OG Lori's up next, and I love her because she bought a whole cart of toys at our toy drive last night at Blaine's Farm in Fleet Note Creek.
You want to talk about cashing out?
She is amazing. OG Lori.
There's probably a bag of chips in there.
Probably. She's like, the kids are hungry.
Kids love chips.
Hi, Lori.
Good morning, my friend.
Wow. Morning, OG.
You're amazing, Lori. Thank you so much for your generosity last night and, you know, just how transparent you are about the rough childhood you had. So it's important for you to give back. And we just love you, Lori.
You
so thank you.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
You know, and that's why I do what I do, because, yeah, even when you have a rough life growing up, you know, the Salvation Army was there for me when I was a kid. I faithfully donate to them. I am very thankful that I had two happy, healthy children with no problems. So I faithfully donated to St. Jude because I'm thankful. I'm not a parent in that position.
No, your heart shows for so much. Yeah. And we just, you amazing. And you are
last
appreciated.
Last night, Snaps you donated you. A whole cart of toys to children in the hospital at Children's Hospital in Wisconsin.
No
so
joke.
Thank you, Laura. You're amazing.
How That's you, right. Most you, welcome.
You're awesome. How do you eat your chips, though? Hard turn.
Oh, not the jerky. Not the jerky for the pups. The chips for you.
The chips for you, Lori.
Whole chip with dip. And yes, my dogs get whole chips, too. We eat the whole bag, and I eat them every single night before bedtime.
I love you,
Bedtime
Lori.
Snack, you and the pups. I can see you eating chips and jerky, you and the doggos.
You with
them
big
old huskies. No, I don't like beef jerky. That's just for the babies.
Oh, no, I figured they had the jerky, you had the chips, but then you slide them a chip or two.
Me and your dogs are beef jerky spirits because I like beef jerky like your dog. So, Lori, thank you again for all the donations last night. We love you.
Of course.
Have a great day.
All right. You guys have a great day. Love you, bad.
Bye.
Allie in Milwaukee texted in, said, depends on the type of chip, but usually the whole chip. If it's a big tortilla chip with pointy edges, I'll take a bite.
Mm-mm. Okay, I hear it. You don't want to poke your mouth or something,
yeah, but
y'all are soft.
Quest chips are tortilla shaped. They're triangular,
yeah,
and I put the whole thing in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying. You got to eat the whole chip. Y'all got little mouths out here.
Bella said, yeah, DZ, careful. Don't mess with the psycho. Who crushes chips on purpose?
I'm just saying. That's why I took it back, because I was like, if you're willing to crush chips in a bag, I don't know what you're willing to do to a human being. So
you
let me back
up. Judgy McJudgersons. Let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee.
Adrian.
Where's up?
Morning, man.
Buenos dias.
Morning. Man, I got the whole chip.
Whole chip,
whole
all dip.
Chip. Nothing but the chip and all the chip.
Nothing but the chip.
And all the
and
chip.
Hey, look, and look, yes, I kind of crushed a little bit at the bottom of the bag just so I could have that little shot at the end.
The bottom is fine.
Wait, so you guys, do you two, Adrian, dump the bag in your mouth or do you dump it into your hand first like me, like a psycho?
Oh, man, I'm tipping that thing back like a bottle.
Thank you. Man, Allie, you alone on the dumping it in your hand part. I ain't gonna lie.
Fine.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
Okay, so I'm very into this one. This What Would DZ Do? I don't know how it came in. Must have been an email or something.
Yeah.
And she might have even have wanted it to be Am I the Jerk? And I was like, this is not this an is too, Am I the Jerk. I want to get into this one.
That's exactly what happened. They were initially hitting us up for Am I the Jerk? And you and I started talking about it and went, no, we got to dip into this. This isn't just like a decide, fate, and go. We got to chop it up.
I looked at DZ and I go, I want to discuss this. So it's I want this to be on What Would DZ Do?
Say no.
Okay, what is her issue? Let's go.
So Tasha hit us up and they're unhappy and basically said trading services has gone wrong. What next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tasha says, I'm a hairdresser and a client of mine reached out a couple weeks after coming in for a haircut and blowout. She told me she loved her hair and asked if I'd even consider doing a trade. Mm-hmm. She's a photographer and she wanted the same styling service in exchange for a 30-minute photo shoot. I told her I likely wouldn't need a photo shoot anytime soon, maybe in the new year, but I was open to the idea of trading services. Long story short, she's already got
So there's a photographer and a hairstylist, a cosmetologist, and the photog says, let's trade services.
Yeah.
She says, cool.
But says, I don't need it right now, maybe in the future. She says, I already got a photographer, and she's a regular client. I'm really happy with her. I'm good, but, you know, maybe later. Said, I assume that there might be financial ease option for her at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I agreed and even squeezed her in a day or in 2 days to fulfill my side of the trade. So she's basically squeezed her in.
Yes.
Then she goes on and says, 5 days later, I got a text from her saying that while my services are typically $85, her 30-minute photo shoots usually cost $350 to $450.
Ooh-wee!
She asked if I was sure everything was equal, quote unquote, on my end. Tasha was confused, asked her what she meant. She explained that since her shoots are valued higher, she expected the trade to cover multiple blowouts.
And so basically, here's where I started to get triggered.
More services. Essentially, she thought that, you know, Tasha owed her more services for the price difference
of
a shoot.
Your haircut is $85 and my photo shoot is $300 to $400. So you owe me more blowouts now. And Tasha's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, she says.
I read this and I started getting mad.
Typically, when she trades the service for service, it's not to tally up a running balance. She also mentioned that in this case, my blowout service takes significantly more time than her 30-minute shoot. She replied, that's how she usually trades, but said it was fine, right? And that has been 2 weeks.
Sounds like a con woman.
2 weeks, and she still hasn't sent any form of payment.
Yeah.
She's wondering if she was wrong for assuming that we were trading one service for another, especially since the initial message only suggested a simple blowout for a 30-minute shoot.
Okay.
Now explain what all of this hair stuff means and trade off to cameras.
She wrote at the bottom, thanks for reading. Love listening to you guys. We love you, too.
Also, mwah. Very important.
Okay,
chef's kiss.
I read this and I got triggered. I was like, we have to talk about this on What Would DZ Do? Because this is jacked up. I get why the photographer is saying my service costs $300 and yours costs $85. And if we're trading, you owe me more.
Right.
But the problem is the photographer came to the hairstylist and made that proposition and then later went back and went, oh, we're counting pennies.
Yeah.
Art is art, my girl.
Thank you.
Photography is art. Cosmetology is art. Some are not as good as others. Let's be real. We've seen it with barbers.
We've seen it.
Not
I've
everybody
seen it.
Who's in cosmetology school should be.
Not
no
everybody's
offense,
cut
ladies
out for
and
it.
Fellas.
Not everybody an award-winning barber
that's
like
easy.
Mine.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do when they get in. Not for them. It is an art, though.
Yeah, it is. No, 100%.
And so I did not like it that this girl came back and went, but you owe me more now. It sounds like she's just going, I'll take some pictures and you give, and then I'm going to get all my services for free. She sounds like she's working the room.
She's trying to work the room and create a free environment for herself.
What's the trade? Like, what is the cosmetologist? Did she post the pictures? Where is it all? Where is it?
I hear you.
It sounds wacky.
It sounds wacky,
but
there's certain caveats.
Pennies.
There's certain caveats that make this really questionable on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can help Tasha out.
You think so?
But I need help.
Okay.
Yeah, I need help
you
today.
You sure?
Yeah, I need help today.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. The phone lines are now open at 414-533-1037. And that works to text. You can also leave us a voice message on the app. Haley wrote in, already texted, in all caps, straight up, hell to the absolute no. A trade is a trade unless you say otherwise. So Haley's saying, we don't count. The trade is the trade.
The trade is the trade. I kind of like where she's leaning at, and I think I can help Tasha out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take your calls next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, we're very hot into this one now because Tasha wrote in, said she loves the show, but she's a hairstylist, and a photographer reached out to her and asked her to trade services, and then later said, wait, but my photography costs way more than your hair, so you owe me more blowouts. What the hell?
Pause.
I know it sounds crazy, but
this sounds wild.
A blowout is when you go in and get your hair done.
Right. Full service, basically. Yes. Full service hair service.
They style it for you, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my question is, why did you agree last second? You're right, and I know these are unanswerable questions.
She's trying to be nice and fit her in and go, screw it.
Cool, but then you also didn't establish any prefabricated agreement. When you are an artist or somebody that can trade services mm-hmm. for goods or service, mm-hmm. whatever, you have to have these agreements, whether it's on paper or established conversation through text, because that could be admissible.
Exactly.
This is something that, realistically, we could sue somebody over.
Uh-huh.
This is a work agreement. You guys had a verbal contract. You guys just didn't put anything on paper. You forget that you, as a business, now have legal rights.
Right.
Y'all just didn't establish anything, and now you're trying to argue. She was finessing.
That's exactly. I agree with just you. She was finessing. She sounds like a con artist. Selena texted in and said the terms of the trade should have been established mm-hmm. before the trade was agreed upon, and, like you said.
And they were not. So ergo, mm-hmm.
yep.
you really can't do anything about it. What you have to do is now explain yourself to this person on why you feel, and then cut ties. You're clearly not going to have them as a client or yep. a photographer in the future. Personally, I wouldn't. So why would you move forward with this situation? Now you're wondering if you were wrong for assuming one service for another. Mm-hmm. You should have established price points and what was going to be exchanged, because otherwise it is a one-to-one.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's wrong on both of y'all. It's wrong on both of y'all. Mm-hmm. So this is a wash. You say your piece because you still feel this. Mm-hmm. Say your piece, hit her up. Hey, no
and
payment.
Be done.
It's cool, but cut ties. Clear cut ties.
Noelle in West Dallas texted in and said, it sounds like if she doesn't have the money to get a blowout and has to trade services to get it, she shouldn't be getting a blowout to begin with. Love, and then she wrote, love you too, Noelle.
Hold on, Noelle. I got to argue on that, because trading services, I think, is actually extremely valuable. It's just as green as money. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. In my opinion, mm-hmm. if I've got something that you need from me and you've got something that I need from you, why would we pay each other for that something and not just trade that something?
Because one value is higher, and I could actually argue this now that we're getting to a place where I can argue with you on this, because people offer us stuff all the time, which by the way is illegal for us to promise any airtime.
Well, that's different.
It's called plugola.
That's different.
But our value sometimes is more than what the you offer me dinner. Well, advertising costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So you could argue this with the price isn't the same.
Is this an a la carte dinner?
See what I mean? So let's get into the phones.
I'm
with you. Angelica's in West Bend and she is fired up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Angie, morning.
Angie's her fighting name.
Ding, ding. No, morning, Angelica. What's the word?
Okay, so what? I'm a photographer, like a professional photographer myself. So I completely agree. Like, that photographer is in the wrong. Like, if you're going to sit here and trade services, you need to make it known what it is in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, and this is why I'm really hesitant about trading services with people, because it does get a little sticky.
Yep.
And my thing is, like, photographers also, like how she said, how Tasha's like, well, you know, my blowout's going to take longer than your pictures. That's all not necessarily true. Because people don't understand that there's a lot of time in editing.
Post-editing.
I've seen it.
My cousin is a photographer, and I watched her one time do it, and I was like, whoa, you do a lot after you take the picture? She's like, I do so much work editing these.
And, I didn't think about
and
that.
And retouching them and doing all the things I do. She's like, I spend a lot of time doing that.
All the little fixes. Hey, can you make sure this, and this is perfect?
So, yeah. I get what Angelica's saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like, I've done shoots where like I will trade services, but I use them so they'll be like branding shoots. So like I had somebody that's like does eyebrows, and like we traded services. I took pictures for her, and I was able to give her those photos so she could use them for her website.
It's not a whole. It's you exchange the accurate amount of service for trade of what you're getting, basically.
Angelica planned ahead and had a real agreement that made sense. And I think the lesson learned here is Tasha needs to not just on the fly agree to trades, and that's it.
Especially if there's monetary value attached to what you're doing. I swear, you got to establish
what it
is.
Get a damn contract if you have to.
If you have to.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Angelica. I understand why you're fired up about this. We loved your input.
And I like the photographer's perspective. Appreciate the call.
We need that. Yeah,
You have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
I'm scared what Ryan in Calabama is going to say, but he's on the phone.
Oh, Lord.
loves to trade services. In fact, he does it for free.
That's just called help.
He's just a nice guy.
That's just called help. He's a nice guy.
He doesn't ask for anything back.
Exactly. I knew trading services is easy.
Yep.
Just have to be detailed.
Facts.
That's where she went wrong. She wasn't detailed enough in what she was trading for.
Okay.
Well, and this wasn't established on any point on by any party.
Yeah.
You just assumed that, okay, you want to trade services, it's a one for one. Mm-hmm. That's not an improper assumption. But you also didn't realize what value was being traded, and she thought she was going to be able to judge you.
That photographer was trying to slip one over the hairstylist.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you. There was some con artistry going on here. Did you like how I artistry?
Every photographer knows if you're a good photographer, you know what your work is worth. So you know it's not worth just one hair blowout, you know?
Yeah. That's
so you
true.
Knew that.
She knew what
played.
She was doing. She
so
knew what she was doing.
Exactly.
Heather in Shorewood texted in, you guys, and she said, send an invoice to her for the services, and when she states the trade, say the terms are not fair to you. So we're all saying you need to have an agreement beforehand.
Well, and
you need to have a written agreement, because a verbal agreement is nothing.
But Heather's saying send something on the back end. I think that's a wash.
Mm-hmm.
You got pictures.
Just wash your hands and walk away from the situation.
Walk away.
You're just making your sticky situation, you know? I mean, granted,
that's true.
She was a great client if she's had her before, but
people
you know where
greedy.
There's one great client, there's eight more.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
True.
And one thing I do want to say, though, as far as being somebody that trades goods and services in Tasha's case, just don't bash this individual because we see too much negativity on, that photographer, no, don't go with her. Oh, that hairdresser, no, don't go with her.
She ripped me off.
Let's not get petitious
she didn't
about
do nothing.
It.
We both had a mishap. We both miscommunicated it. It's done. It's over with.
We don't work together. Misunderstanding
exactly.
That just didn't work out for us. And that's it. You could be professional in this realm, and you have to be.
Yeah,
100%. 100%.
Well, I like to throw shade, but fine, I'll be professional. All right, Ryan, thank you.
I was professional for once, so hey, there you go.
Ryan,
we're so proud of you. You did good today.
Growth and development.
Thanks,
growth.
I appreciate it, guys.
Growth.
Love y'all.
Love, man, peace.
Now let's go to Saucy, who's going to light everybody up. Are you going to be as nice as
Ryan?
Hey,
my friend.
Sauce.
I'm proud of you, Ryan. You kept it calm.
Kept it calm.
That was great.
All right, what do you think, though, for real?
No, brother from another mother. The audacity is at an all-time high here.
Me?
Shout out. Nah. Shout out to my hairdresser, Amanda Lee.
Oh, here we go.
She takes care of me. We trade goods all the time, and I'm sorry, I think they did have an agreement when they said, we're going to trade for trade.
What do you trade?
One for one. You
yes.
know what? That's what it is. How rude for you to all of a sudden change the terms and say, well, you know, I think you owe me a little bit more, you know?
Well,
come
she's
on.
Saying, I expected more from you, and this is where it all comes back to. You didn't talk about the agreement in detail, and now you think your value is higher than hers, and maybe it's not.
It isn't.
You
I'm
know?
Sorry, but it isn't.
Okay, $150 for a blowout. Tell me where.
Tell me how.
Okay.
I think she said like $85 or something like that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's not cheap.
Oh my gosh. It's that saucy. Is even better deal. Let
saucy.
Me know.
Stay in Waukesha. Don't go downtown. You'll have a heart attack if you get your hair done.
I know. I know.
You said the audacity.
Stay in the burbs. Where it stays 85. You want 150, go downtown.
Matter of fact, we all coming to see your hairdresser now. We appreciate your call, Saucy.
Thanks, Saucy.
No problem. Much love, guys.
Love, bye.
Last but not least, let's get to that, hoodlum on the phone. You know who he is.
I don't think we got time today.
All right, we're out. Tony, we don't have time for you.
Tony?
Oh, I guess we'll have a few minutes.
You got 30 seconds.
I don't
seconds.
Even care no more. Y'all already answered it, so it don't even matter.
Oh, okay, bye. We have the cutest voice message from the Odyssey app right now.
Do we now? Odyssey app is making cute messages now?
Yes. Do you remember how for the question of the day last hour, it was inspired by my son, Hudson, who has the best conversation starters, and he looked at my mom in Florida and goes, Grandma, do you eat the whole chip or just in pieces?
How you eat your chip?
Right.
And so that was the question of the day, and it was a great convo. And then we had a voice message from guess who?
Who?
Your wifey.
Oh, snap.
And Erin was not alone when she left a voice message on the Odyssey app.
I wonder who was with her.
Sammy. Oh, here it is.
Sammy, how do you eat your chip? One bite or the whole chip?
A bite.
One bite?
Yeah.
Okay. Say, te quiero mucho, papá.
Mucho, papá.
Aww.
What about Allie?
Yeah. Thank you, Sammy. I was waiting for my I love you as well.
Allie was over here like,
and Allie's here. Hello.
Don't forget TT.
So cute. Adorable, so man. We got that. You can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, right next to the Listen Live button if you doubt. It's a free app, and then just follow 103.7 Kiss FM, and you'll see. You can leave us a voice message on the Listen Live page.
And honestly, you can say what you want, too. Mm-hmm. I know that's crazy to say that to y'all. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what we're doing by saying that, but you literally say what you want.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, I know who else left a voice message.
Ooh.
Give me that cord back. Ooh,
I was going to say, you'd be whipping the cord.
Last night, we were out at the toy drive at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
That's right.
In Oak Creek, you 46. And I,
yep.
with our sports station. It was a lot of fun. We'll be out there again on Thursday. They're out every day this week collecting toys if you want to swing by for Children's Hospital in Robin's Nest, Wisconsin. Children's Wisconsin.
You can also donate online, 1037kissfm.com. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the chance or
correct.
You
know,
make a cash donation if you do pull up and don't want to get a toy. Whatever.
Well, Lori and the ROG, she came up and bought a whole cart. A whole cart. Listen to what she says.
Good morning again, Allie and DZ. It's OG Lori at Timmerman.
Wow.
I know I just spoke to you guys, but I had one other thing that I needed to say.
Oh.
I'm going to throw it out there to all the Kiss FM regulars that they all need to come out to Blaine's Farm and Fleet and buy a toy.
Huh?
That's my challenge out there for all of them. Even, you know, you can get in line and pay $8 for a coffee at Starbucks. Oh. You know what? $8 can buy a toy.
Boom.
Love you guys. Bye.
I love her. She throws shade at like me, but in a nice way.
Hey, you heard him hands on the table. She was playing no games.
She said, $8 at Starbucks, huh?
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 Huh? I saw toys inside of Blaine's Farm and Fleet for cheaper.
$6.99 I saw toys, everybody.
Man, hey, for real.
So that was nice of her to leave that voice message. Shout out to all the regulars. We'll be there Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Flexing on y'all. Mm-hmm. We'll see who pulls up.
Challenge has been dropped on you. We'll see you then.
Photo evidence not required, but appreciated.
Right? It's the holidays, so you got to do. All these kids are in the hospital. They don't get to leave. And so it's a great thing.
Hospital, foster care, who knows what circumstance they're going through. It's honestly, you know, if you can find it in your heart, we ain't flexing nobody into doing it, but don't let me catch you in the street if you didn't.
Seriously. So, and if you want to try to win some of my favorite things and then donate those, fine.
That works.
Fine.
That works.
1037kissfm.com as well. And my favorite things are up every holiday and you can win them all this week. So it's a hotel stay at Pottawatomie. I don't think a kid in the hospital needs that. And I don't think they need the
parents might.
They don't need the facial from a loom, but the parents might. The zoo pass, the kid would love. There's a zoo pass on. There's Wisconsin State Fair tickets on my favorite things. You're going to win the whole thing at the end of the week.
You know that child has a family.
Aww.
You feel me? That's all I'm going to say. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Good luck. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I don't think.
I'm not ready today. I'm going to just keep it a buck with you. No chance.
I don't think I can read this one the way it's written because she has a naughty word. It's really offensive.
I don't think we could. You know what?
We're going to have to change some of the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, DZ, we have children, so we know how to make it friendly.
PG.
So I'm going to say this the way my children would say it. Am I the jerk for cutting off my sister after she called my daughter the B word?
Ooh.
And you know which B word I'm talking about.
Ooh, barnacle.
Sometimes kids go, which B word? Which C word?
Oh, you know the ones.
Or when your kid goes, the J word, you go, what's the J word?
The E word, huh?
The E word?
Yeah, listen, anyway.
All right, here she wants to remain anonymous. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, keep me anonymous. But anyways, this is how it's written. Am I the jerk for never talking to my sister after she called my 8-year-old daughter the B word?
Oh.
So I was at my mother's house and my daughter was on her iPad calling her cousin, who she wanted to invite over to our house to spend the night. But her other cousin also wanted to spend the night and asked my daughter if that was okay. But my daughter hasn't seen that cousin she was spending the night with in 3 years. So she just wanted to see her. She wanted that other cousin to come over and said no. Told his mom, my sister, and his mom was mad. So she called our mom, she called grandma, to say that my daughter is the B word.
So one cousin wasn't invited to the cousin hangout.
And then her sister called grandma, called mom, called the big dog, and said, Mom!
Bark!
Mom!
How?
She called my daughter the B word.
Mm-hmm. Instigating.
She said, so am I the jerk for not ever talking to her again? Love you guys. That's how it's written. No period. No comma. No
just
nothing.
Done. Just done. Send. Bam.
I love it. Am I the jerk for cutting off my sister after she called my daughter a mean word?
8-year-old daughter.
Listen, this is the thing. You cannot be calling my kid out of their name.
Out of pocket, yeah.
You call me out of my name, it's on, because I can fight you. But it's one thing if you talk to my kids like that. But it's your family, and we say stupid things all the time to our family members.
The comfort levels with family is
exaggerated. You can be so mean to family. You can be so mean to... You shouldn't.
You're the meanest to family.
Right. You shouldn't, but you are. Yeah. Yes. We treat the people closest to us the worst sometimes, which makes no sense.
And I guess hear me out when I say this, and hear me out good. There's certain circumstances where if you're in more of a joking manner, depending on how close you are with your relatives, with your niece, with your cousins, whatever, you can use certain language that you might not be considered respectable in another environment.
I was carrying a coffee in Florida and I spilled it. I was walking and I had it open. I spilled it all over a white sweatshirt.
Ugh.
And my sister looked at me and she goes, what are you up? She called me a really offensive, like,
you dumb
dummy,
mother lover.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. And I went, that was mean. And then I went, whatever, you're my sister. You can call me that. Because I know you're not really thinking that.
And I could even see a relationship like that with a aunt and a niece. But 8 years old,
it's too young to be calling a kid that.
That's very impressionable, right? And then that vernacular translates into that child's life. And though I think kids swearing is hilarious, I also don't think the environment and the energy that was behind the comment, because this was bad, right? This was, you were angry. You weren't ha-ha joking calling your niece the B-word. You were angry, complaining to your mother like she's your sister.
But you know who else is at fault here? The grandma's a jerk, too. The mom's a jerk, too, because she's the one who told the other. You got the mom and the two sisters.
Oh,
she called she called this woman who wrote in and said, oh, she called your daughter the B-word. She wouldn't have known that if the grandma hadn't told her.
I guess.
Now, because that's what I'm saying. She was venting to her mom, and she's like, her daughter's a little bleep, which might have people, I'm sure, have said about, but you would never expect it to get back to the child or the parent, right?
True, or at least not to the child, right?
I just the figured, grandma told him what she said.
I thought G-Ma was just keeping it a buck and telling everybody what was going on so that hopefully everybody could get this figured out. But now, she technically has started a whole fight. But if the words were never spoken, this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She got offended because her child wasn't invited to the hangout. Zero understanding as to why.
Yep.
And just reacted. Mama Bear went, rawr! Not my baby.
But I think about it. To call Owen and Hudson something, it's on. Call Sammy or Danny something.
We're fighting.
Oh, we're fighting.
No, we're fighting. Unless he deserves it.
See?
Then explain it to me.
414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. And as we showed you before, you can leave a voice note on the Odyssey app on the Listen Live page, free app. I'm curious if people are going to think she's the jerk for cutting off her sister after she called her daughter the B word.
You know we haven't answered, right?
Because I don't. You know what? Because I go both ways. And that sounds funny, but shut up. I get why she's upset.
I do.
You call my kid something, it's on. But I also get that the other sister was venting to mom, and mom was just stirring the pot here. That's my personal opinion.
And to say you're never talking to your sibling again.
It's too far.
Is that real? I see it both ways. I do, and I agree. She's in her feelings. I don't know if this one is answer worthy for me, just because I don't even want to get in the mix.
Well, is she the jerk for cutting off her sister after she called the daughter the B word?
Ooh, you know the word.
You know which one we're talking about. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Anonymous wants to know if she's the jerk for cutting off her sister after she called her daughter the B word. Now, people are a little confused by this whole thing, so let me just reiterate. She wrote in. She cut off her sister because the cousins were going to have a sleepover, and the sister's kid was not invited.
Right.
So the sister called grandma, mom, everyone's mom, and said, her daughter's a little bee for not letting my daughter spend the night.
It was a one-to-one cousin exchange because they hadn't seen each other in years, you said? Like 3 years,
I think
they said, yeah.
But the kid's 8, so she calls the daughter. The aunt basically called her own niece. The B word is what I'm getting at, the 8-year-old. Santino's in Sheboygan, and I want to start with him for many reasons today.
Okay.
Santino.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning, man.
I was in the airport over the holidays, and Tevin Campbell was playing, and all I could think of was Santino.
Did the lights get low?
No. But I thought of you, Santino. Listen, Santino, are you confused? Because when I picked up, he's like, I'm confused on some of this. Are we clear yet?
Or what are you confused about?
Do we need to clear it up so everyone knows what's going on here?
Well, thank you for the clarification that you said the aunt called grandma about the sister's child. Because I was thinking that you were saying the child was the sister that was a young sister, the older sister.
Yeah. Too many relatives involved.
I should have said it like that to begin with. The aunt called her niece, the 8-year-old, a bee, and she called grandma to tell her. And then grandma told everybody.
Right. See where I'm going? Granny did granny things.
Stirred the pot. So that's what's going on here. Sorry. Now, Santino, is she the jerk for cutting off her sister after she called her daughter the B word?
Yes, she is. I think grandma is also a jerk as well. Yep. Like, she's supposed to defuse that situation. Mm-hmm. No, baby. You don't call my grandbaby this or your niece that or your sister's daughter this. The daughter or the sister is also wrong for cutting off the sibling because obviously you've known her your whole life. You sure already know how she is.
Yeah.
You need to nip that in the bud. Mm. Like, no, don't. We don't do that. This ain't one of your friends on the street.
Mm-hmm. And Santino,
this is your niece.
I thought she was cutting her off because she does know her sister and is going, you're not treating my child like that. Mm-hmm. You can talk to whoever else you want like that, me included, but not my baby. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to talk. Nope, we're cutting you off. Right? That's what I figured.
And I agree, but grandma should know her daughter as well.
I agree.
Say, I know how she's going to respond. I'm not telling my other daughter this. I'm going to talk to her about it.
Santino, a good matriarch of the family or patriarch diffuses the situation when this goes down. Grandma stirred the pot, called everybody, and made it worse. And she's probably wondering why her kids hate each other. It's because of you.
She back there sipping on some white Zinfandel, trying to get this little fuse started for Christmas.
White Zen out of a box.
Box for sure. No question. Yeah. No question.
No judgment, though. I've loved a good box of wine in my time.
There's no other way.
Right? All right, Santino. So you say she's a jerk for cutting off too
she's
far.
She's an absolute jerk.
Right. Thanks,
okay.
Santino.
Received.
We'll talk to you later.
Peace, fam.
All right, let's go to Megan in Milwaukee. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Is this girl a jerk for cutting off her sister? Santino said yes.
Mm. Listen, as much as I want to say she's not the jerk, I have to say she is the jerk.
Why?
Well, you know, I feel like cutting her sister off just for that one thing is a lot. And maybe. I feel like, you know, she could at least talk to her sister. Mm-hmm. And if her sister's going, you know what, no, I'm really behind that, then, yeah, you know, she can think about that break and everything.
Wait, she's saying confront the sister and go, did you say this about my kid, and are you going to stand on it?
Oh,
and
she clearly knows
they're going to work it out.
I don't think that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like this might have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Woo!
Right? I mean, Megan, I get what you're saying, right? Like, why cut it off over something so small? But this is just what she wrote in about. This might not have been the only interaction. Let's be honest.
The adults should not be fighting over the kid who's spending the night. Who cares?
The adults shouldn't be fighting the kid.
You know, you're right, actually. Yeah. Good point, DZ. My bad. I got lost in the moment.
In the story. We're like, what if this is about the kid?
I'm like, screw the kid.
But no.
That's funny.
Megan, I love that you said, I can't believe I'm saying jerk. I want to say no with every fiber in my being, but no, I got to say yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you. We're going
to
see if it's a clean sweep.
I do have to say grandma is the jerk too.
Yeah.
Bonus jerk.
Yeah, I think grandma, and people are writing that in. The mom's not a jerk?
Wait.
Please.
Hey, listen.
Megan, thank you for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Liliana in West Dallas texted in and said, I think the grandmother is the jerk because she wouldn't know if it wasn't for the mom telling her. I don't think she should cut her off for that, but maybe have a talk with her. A lot of people are saying talk to your sister.
I hear why people might say that the grandma isn't the jerk because I think she would have known. She would have heard this. Uh-huh. I feel like sister would have stayed petty about this whole interaction and would have probably ended up calling the daughter the B word to her face at one point.
Yeah, exactly, because it's family and we're not afraid to say that to each other.
And we said on the front end, we are the meanest to our own.
It's so bad. It's true. You shouldn't be, but we are because we're the most comfortable. And whoever texted in, they'll be good by Christmas next. You're right. Probably. Let's go to the final one. Anna, who's got her own theme song in Milwaukee called 5 Days in a Row. Anna, are you going to vacuum it up today?
Yes, you can get some vacuum. Yeah.
Shout out Santino for the vacuum reference.
Totally. Right? It's a jerk move?
Yeah, I...
Yeah, I totally agree with Santino, what he said, mm-hmm. you know, and the grandma is the jerk. And, you know, I'm thinking the mom is so upset, mm-hmm. you know, that her sister called her that because maybe her daughter is a spoiled brat. And yeah. and that's why nobody wants to, you know, at a sleepover. I mean, mm-hmm. that, I mean, I wouldn't have used that word, but, you know, again, what? She didn't say it to her face.
Anna, mm. you're a mom, and I know your boys are older now, but a lot of times yeah. when your kids are jerks, it's because of you. Even I can admit that. Yeah. So it's like, fair. She should be mad at the, even when my kids are jerks, it's because of me. I'm aware of that. So be mad at me, not my kid.
And don't take it out on my child.
Take it out on me. Come to me. That's the way I
feel. Yeah, and I think it's too far, not to talk to your sister for, you know.
Yeah.
Ever. Well,
forever.
Sometimes they get on our nerves. Sisters, you know, we'll come back.
How many times have you said, I'm never talking to you again?
Every day of my life. And then I call her and I go, I need something. What are you doing?
Thank you.
Yeah, I did the same. Yeah.
All right, Anna. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Day.
You too. Bye.
Eduardo texted in and said, she's not the jerk. The daughter is still 8. She's a child. And they're brutally honest at times because they're still learning how to communicate their feelings effectively. Well, the daughter wasn't the one who used the B word. It was the grown aunt.
The adult.
The aunt called the niece the B word.
Should very well know how to control her own feelings. And I know that's tough for adults, too. I'm not saying we don't have big emotions, adults, but we got to know how to control those.
Well, and then Eduardo finished it with, it might be a little too extreme to cut her off, but the only reason why it happened is because of the sister and the mom. So this is kind of what Eduardo agrees. It's the adults are the problem here.
They are the problem. We are the problem.
Somebody said grandma caught all the strays.
Grandma been plotting the whole time. Joke's on y'all.
Grandma said, bing, bing. She's ducking and bobbing and weaving.
White Zinfandel in the box.
Franzia.
Yeet.
Red or white.
Yeet. Slap in the bag. Yeet.
Slap in the bag.
If you know, you know.
Oh, all right, so it's a vacuum. She is the jerk for cutting off her sister today.
Vacuum sealed. Signed,
oh my gosh,
delivered.
That was amazing. Oh, Jenna and Grafton texted it. Everyone's the jerk.
I actually like that. The kid,
preach.
Too. The kid,
preach,
too.
Preach, girlfriend. All right, so that wraps up Am I the Jerk? Coming up next, something happened when I was on vacation at a restaurant, and we've all been through this, and I think you and I should do a public service announcement to people when they're paying the bill to never do this.
PSA on the way?
PSA to everyone who's ever eaten food in a restaurant. Everyone.
Okay.
We have to talk about this next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and Deezy. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. So I'm super excited to talk about this because I feel like it's a PSA for the world.
All right, lay it on me. What's the word?
When I was at my parents in Florida and my mom had a surgery, you know, she's great, doing great, thank God. And really? We left the hospital and my sisters and I were like, let's go eat.
Let's celebrate.
Let's go to a restaurant.
You're right.
Yeah. And so we were like, let's go to Hibachi. Woo!
Hibachi!
Because my sister Jenny wants sushi. Penny and I want Hibachi. My brother-in-law will eat whatever there's in front of him. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Hibachi doesn't miss.
So we're at the Hibachi restaurant and we got this great family with us because it was the holidays. So everybody had family visiting. So even though you're with people you don't know, everybody's happy with a big family.
You guys didn't get the private table.
No, it's Hibachi.
Yeah, sometimes you get lucky enough and nobody else sits with you and you're like, dang, this is Hibachi
for us.
It's
amazing.
Yay.
No, we had a whole family and everybody. They were great. It was a bunch of women and one kid. A bunch of kids and women, and there was like aunties and cousins. And we talked to them. They were great.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, yeah, we're all together for Thanksgiving and blah, blah, blah. So the meal ends and the server comes over and she goes, one check and she looks at us first and we go, yes, because I'll just Venmo you to my sister.
Right.
My sister, one person pays and I Venmo. Then she goes to the family who's also sitting with us, all these women and their kids.
I thought she one checked the whole table
second. She turns to the other party and says, one check. And they all looked at each other and they started discussing, which we've all done.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and the one head mom looks at the other head mom. I don't know what they were in relation. They were clearly the two women.
Sisters,
in charge,
cousins,
something. She goes, do you want to go on a check with me or should we split? Do you think your kids, maybe I'll take our kids? And this is going on and I'm watching the server stand there. And just politely wait. And I'm like, yo, like watching this from the other side is so messed up. Watching it from the server side.
Well, because you're waiting.
It's so rude.
Arguably, you're a third person in this memory, right?
Dude, and I've done this before where I'm like, we look at everybody at the table and we go, oh, wait, how do we want to do this?
We ain't figured it out.
What a waste of time for the server. I felt so bad. And I go, I'm just as guilty. So I feel like we need a PSA. When the bill comes and everyone discusses how to split it, know in advance.
Oh,
this is my new take on it.
You should couldn't sit down at the table without knowing, are we splitting? Are we not?
It's so awkward, though, to have that conversation.
I'd love to take it a step further, but we always forget to do this, too. Let the server know ahead of time.
Yes.
So that they can now pre-separate and then just bring you the bill as is, and you can avoid that whole mess.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I felt like I had a new perspective of my behavior, watching other people's behavior, which is self-awareness. But I was like, we are so rude.
Can I also kind of play devil's advocate in this situation?
Yes.
Because what else are they doing? Mm-hmm. It's not like we're genuinely wasting their time.
Mm-mm.
We're paying them for their
time.
That's true. We're tipping them for the endeavor.
But with Venmo and all these things now, I don't even know why you need to split checks. You can just Venmo somebody unless you need to pay with a credit card, which is different.
That doesn't mean you got it in your account. You might only have enough to cover you and yours. You know what I'm saying? And then 100%. All of a sudden, you got 45 and you're supposed to be sending 50 and you're going,
Whoopsies.
Right? So let's say not everybody got it like that.
Yeah.
But what's a couple extra minutes for the server? You could even say, hey, come back in a second.
That's true.
Because what else are they genuinely
doing? You should do that.
What else are they doing? If you don't have it figured out, what's the big deal?
Well, there's other tables. That's the big deal.
Go check on them. Come back in 2 minutes.
Okay, so when someone comes up and goes, they start discussing, you're going to go, I'm leaving? No, that would make the server look rude. She'd be like, I'll just come back, because you're basically saying you don't have it together and I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
And you got the tip coming, so you're not doing that with the bill.
Well, it's the professional way of saying, would you guys like me to come back so you can discuss? Because sometimes people don't like to talk about money in front of other people.
It's, or
quote,
period.
Unquote,
it's
or
awkward.
Period. So they're like, oh, man, and then they start to whisper. It feels awkward when the server is standing there waiting, twiddling their thumbs like, are we picking a card? Well, what's going on?
Honestly, it was funny because on our side, they put it down in front of our brother-in-law. And I was like, give the women the bill. We're paying for this. Get out of here.
This man just eating.
Please. We are the breadwinners.
I mean.
No, I'm exaggerating. But I want to know what people think. Tony in Racine is actually on the phone. Do you think he causes this problem?
Man.
I don't know. Let's pull him up.
You know, he just causes problems.
This guy.
I don't know if this is one.
Probably. Tony, the mascot man.
My people.
What up, fam? Listen, what do you do when the bill comes? Please don't be this person. Please.
I take the bill.
You just pay.
I take the whole bill, and if people want to pitch in their part, they can give me the money.
Oh, you're a sucker. No, Tony.
Yeah, if go out to eat, my intentions is always, can I afford the whole bill or can I afford a really good tip? If I can't, I don't go out to eat.
Okay, I follow. So you're saying if I can't cover the meal for whoever
that's extreme.
Then I'm not even going out.
Well,
oh, Tony got it like that.
That's crazy.
Hey, Tony, what you doing later? Are you trying to get dinner?
Hey, that's why my circle is very small, because I don't mind paying.
He's going to dinner with his wife.
He's like, I'm not going with anybody, so this works out.
Even if it's groups of people, because you know what? My wife was a server for years, and I know the industry and how hard it is. So if I can't afford either to take that hassle off of who's going to pay what, I can do it. And who's going to get tipped well, I can do that. It's not a big deal. If I don't have that mindset, I don't go out to eat because it's not worth it.
Tony, let me ask you what you think your wife would say in this scenario, her having been a server.
She's actually the same exact. Let me rephrase. In this situation, she has been, like, confused. Who's going to take care of the bill?
Right.
How am I going to get tipped? Right. And if you approach it wrong, then that means you're probably not going to get tipped very well at all, because now you assume who's going to take care of the bill.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Dropping it in front of the brother-in-law.
Okay, somebody who's a server texted in and said, yes, I'm loving this as a server. We sometimes are extremely busy with more than one table, and standing there in the middle of that conversation can get to be long. We appreciate when they say, drop it off and we'll figure it out. Oh.
See?
Because I've never watched it from that side, where I was watching the server wait on them, and I went, I do this too. This is so rude.
Don't make them wait. Just say, hey, come back in a second. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's better than trying to talk it out right then and there to rush through
it.
You take the kids. I'll take the other. No, man. Not everybody's stressed.
Christine.
So let me ask you then.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, Christine in New Jersey, I think. She wrote NJ.
Shout out, Jersey.
Okay, Christine. She said, I feel like it should be handled before going, or say, give us a minute, please.
Mm-hmm. Don't just let them stand there. That's the rudest part of the whole thing. Let random stand there.
And Bella and Kenosha said, let's go out to eat with Tony.
I swear, Tony Hibachi.
Tony's getting the bill, everybody.
keep your wallet in your pocket. Tony's here.
All right, Tony, go to work. We love you. Goodbye.
All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Please, man. Bye. You said I pay the bill.
This guy is something else. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So I was on vacation last week. We were at Hibachi. I watched the other party with us discuss who was going to pay the bill and how they were going to break it up in front of the server for a good 3 minutes. And I just wanted to say, stop doing it. We'll take your thoughts and your calls next for sure, because everybody's got an opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I love that. Bad Kim, Sabrina Carpenter, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. She's on fire.
Bars. You're on fire. That was a bar.
Did I?
Yeah, that was
Thanks.
A bar.
It's just happens.
You just be like that.
I'm talking about how when I was out of town for Thanksgiving last week, my sisters and brother-in-law were out to dinner. We decided to go to Hibachi.
The whole fam.
Yeah, and the group that was at the table with us, a very nice family we talked to, when the bill came, they were not arguing, just couldn't decide how to split it.
Discussing.
The server was just standing there, and I went, we got to stop doing this to servers. This is so messed up.
Well, and
they're
honestly,
just waiting on us.
It could have been on the server to go, I can give you guys a minute if you'd like.
Or let
go
me check know how you'd like the bill, or there's a different way to
right,
say it, maybe. Yeah.
Right, rather than just standing there, and I'm not blame shifting the server, because the guests, the patrons, should have been had this figured out. I hate when we go to restaurants and we don't know who's doing what.
Todd in Mequon, shame on you. He
Todd.
Texted in and said, when the bill comes, I try to be in the bathroom. Todd, you're in Mequon. You got that cash.
You got that yacht money. That's how he keeps yacht money, baby.
He never spends it.
He's always in the bathroom. I'm on to you, Todd.
Let's go to Ebony, our girl, who's got her own theme song.
Yep, can't find a theme song.
Knock it
crazy.
Off and pull her up already. You two are too much.
Behave yourself.
Hey,
I ain't even said nothing yet.
Exactly. Get off our line.
You know what? You better back off my girl, DZ. Hi, Ebony.
What's good, fam?
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Hey, excuse me. I'll give y'all some privacy.
Well, you know, it's just her and I at this moment. Okay,
you know
Ebony,
what it is. You know what it is.
Were you ever a server, or how do you feel about this?
Okay, so yeah, my early career. Yes, I was.
Sure.
And the one thing that I can say is that I feel like before you even leave to a restaurant, you should figure that out,
mm-hmm.
okay? And
yeah.
then even if you don't figure it out there, before the food even comes, you know, you have that wait period for the food to show up. That's mm-hmm. when you should discuss it real quick and be like, hey, are we all throwing in, or is one person paying?
Mm-hmm.
Because doing that in front of the server not only slows the server down, but then it also, I don't know, it kind of like amplifies whoever's coming up short. And it's kind of embarrassing. So it's kind of like,
part.
I mean, even if the server is standing there and kind of confused, you can be like, you know what, can you just give us like 5 minutes so that we can figure out, you know,
yeah.
who's exactly going to grab the bill?
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't know, it's just a little embarrassing, you know, on everybody's part.
And we're all worried about the one who doesn't have the money is the issue.
So right. five short for the tip.
Somebody texted in and
like,
said,
hey, man,
I worked
right.
for a server for 10 years at a restaurant that frequently had large groups. When it's clear you have a mix of groups, the server should ask same or separate bills before taking the order, because it makes it easier on them.
Exactly. That comes with veteran knowledge.
But even then, you stand there and wait for them to have that same discussion you do after.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like they should just give them 5 minutes, figure it out. And then that way nobody feels embarrassed, because who wants to feel like that?
Well, to be honest, when is the appropriate time? Because it sometimes could feel awkward when you're in a text thread with people or talking about dinner. Hey, so when we go to dinner tomorrow, next week, or next month, are we doing same check? Mm-hmm. Are we splitting the bill? Right? So the discussion at the table is equally as awkward, because now everybody's having a good time. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to say, sorry to stop the vibe, but are we doing same check?
Hold on. That come down to just being a grown-up, man. Like, you know, y'all should know what's going on before you even get to where you gotta go.
I agree. I agree. Somebody texted in and said, I've ran into servers that ask before they take the order. I just think that we're so worried about the one who doesn't have the money, and I get feeling bad for that person, but then that person shouldn't even be out to dinner. Like, come on.
Thank
what am
you.
I stressed
that,
out
it
about?
Seems like they need
but
to
it's gang.
Right
it's gang, man. I'm gonna cover your meal, bro. You hit me whenever you can.
Well, there's only a few that I'll cover. There's a few in the gang.
True.
The rest can kiss my ass.
Hey, I guess y'all ain't coming to dinner.
Money, get off our line.
Get, if you ain't got no money, get off our line.
And there's only a few people I will put it out there for. You're one of them, DZ.
Wepa.
Ebony, pay your own self. I'm kidding.
You know,
I love
you. I was going to say I would pay it for both.
I would too. Horrible. I would pay for you too, Ebony. Love you. Goodbye.
I'll at least split it with Allie, you know? Ebony, we'll holler at you later. Get off our line. We love you, fam. We'll talk to you soon.
Danielle in Mayville texted in and said, remember when we called them waiters?
True.
Fair.
True.
All right, let's go to Kyla in Sheboygan, see what she thinks.
You got me with the waiter line because they are waiting.
Good morning.
Hi, Kyla. So I'm out to dinner with my family over the holidays, and the other family that was with us couldn't decide how to split the bill, and I just watched the server, and I felt bad waiting.
I agree. I think everybody should work like a customer service server job at some point in their life.
I agree.
Just to understand, like,
it should be a class in school.
Yes.
That should be a mandatory internship for all teenagers.
Yes. So they know what it's like to be on the other side, the little punks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Where were we?
Like, most people, this is not your first time out to eat. Like,
true.
You can quickly figure out how the bill's getting split, or if someone's just going to cover it, and you'll figure it out on the side so the server doesn't have to sit there while you're deciding and then run a whole bunch of different cards. Most people have Venmo. Pretty easy to split it on the back end. And yeah, it's just awkward. As the server, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to figure this out. I'm not standing there while you guys are all trying to figure out how you're splitting the bill.
Because then I feel awkward.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll be back. I'll go fill some waters. I'll be back.
Yep.
That's not a conversation I need to be part of.
That part.
Y'all figure it out.
Amen. Because
you look like you got a little more money, so you should get the kids.
Yeah.
And do y'all want my input? No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
No, because I'll be like, your kid had four extra rices.
Now we're splitting hairs. Now we're splitting rices.
White rices at that, which are free.
White, yeah.
All right, Kyla, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
Not even the fried rice, the white rice.
No, they charge for the fried rice, which doesn't make sense, but whatever. That's another conversation.
That's another things they should never charge for. Jenny in Beaver Dam texted in, said, perhaps before the ordering starts, the server could ask, is this all on one bill or separate? I mean, obviously that is one way to deal with it.
In a perfect world, it would be the move. Yeah, you walk up, server, you see a larger group, mm-hmm. and assume we're probably splitting the bill. Or mm-hmm. if you can tell, it's not a family.
Yeah.
Right? If it's not mom, dad, kids, grandma, grandpa, whatever, you can assume they might be splitting the bill.
Somebody texted in and said, 50 Cent the rapper put it best. Oh, now we're quoting 50. Whoever had the idea to go on a date should pay. In this case, whoever had the idea to go to Hibachi should pay. Come on. Hibachi is not, it's $30
that's,
a head.
That's
come
a group
on.
That's a group decision for $30 for some steak. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, and then Santino texted in and said, I paid my birthday bill! Santino!
Santino, what's your Venmo?
I'm sorry. First of all, I paid for my drinks at the bar, I think.
From what I remember.
Shoot. Did we pay? Santino paid his own birthday bill? Now that's honestly taking it one for the team.
Santino, you just wrote yourself in on another Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I the Jerk for letting my boy pay on his birthday for everybody?
The wifey didn't even pay. No, I'm kidding. That is your money too. I'm like, what?
No, she paid. Oh, she paid.
Wow, I feel so bad.
Yikes.
You should not be paying on your birthday. That's for sure. And whoever texted in, separate bills are a pain. The server was already making it clear that one bill was preferred. The family should have taken the hint. Oh, I didn't pick up on that hint. And I didn't realize that's what they were saying.
I missed that too then.
Because I just thought it was just, my PSA was basically, when you don't know how you want to split the check, tell the server to come back.
Yeah.
Please, God.
And thank you.
Thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Such a good day. We found out that Megan Thee Stallion is one of the Summerfest headliners on Saturday, June 28th. We cannot wait.
You can't see me, but I'm twerking.
Me too. And we'll be giving out tickets tomorrow at 7:45.
Did we say that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. See y'all tomorrow for them tickets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so DZ, what is going on?
So I actually want to talk about something funny, man.
Yeah, what?
Inspired from a conversation I wasn't having too long ago, and it comes from, what's the wildest thing that you've either heard or been said in a workplace? Whether
this one, please. So inappropriate. Like, it's amazing we all have jobs.
In the industry we work in, I feel like we're a little different.
We're definitely different than your average. And not only that, the jocks, which sounds funny, the DJs, they call us jocks.
These jockeys.
Not even the sales side. Like, we have so many people behind the scenes who don't act like us. We're the only ones. We're inappropriate.
Yeah, we could be inappropriate.
A few of them are, but for the most part, they follow the HR standards, and we do not.
But let's be honest, not the only industry that is wildin'.
Wild.
And that will just talk and say whatever.
Overshare.
But, I don't even know if I want to tell the story
you
anymore.
You better now.
Now I'm in it.
Now
bro.
You have to.
So I was interviewing, this is years ago.
Yeah.
I was interviewing across the country for different radio jobs, right? And I was interviewing for a morning show out of state in Oklahoma. I'll say where it was because it really doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And I remember being at the interview, literally at the interview, suited and booted, coming in to meet everybody. And their GM looks me up and down and goes, "Oh, yeah, I could pimp you out easy."
What?
Dog, when I say I had to make sure my jaw wasn't touching the ground on that one.
You're like, I'm not a prostitute.
I have never been scoped. You know what being scoped
is?
Yeah,
I looked up and down.
I got scoped. She scoped me up and down and then went, "Oh, yeah, I could pimp you easy."
That's crazy. The wildest thing you've ever heard in a workplace, dude.
By far, in any stretch, no matter how inappropriate any conversation, that is the wildest thing I've had anybody say to me. And the fact that it was an interview, I went, "Hey, yo, is this a red flag or should I be flattered? Because I feel both."
Right.
And y'all technically did take me to lunch, so...
What am I really interviewing for?
Am I a prostitute? Wait a second.
Am I a hoe?
Yeah, y'all see this ring on my finger, right?
You're like, it feels natural. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
But it was so out of pocket that I couldn't even react. I just kind of laughed at it.
Yeah. Well, and you were in a job interview, so it's not even like you were in a workplace where you could have been like, "I'm so offended."
But years later, I'm going, "Whoa, in a work setting?
Yeah.
That is absolutely diabolical."
Yeah, not appropriate.
Saying that to somebody, you are crazy.
Oh, I know what a guy said. There was a guy years ago, long fired. This guy never would have made it through the Me Too movement. I say this all the time. And I remember him looking at one of our coworkers and going, if I was single and you were single, we'd be dating." And she was like, "What?" And she turned like, that grossed me out. Like,
out of pocket.
It was so inappropriate. Now, this is on a small scale, but it was like, she was like, "No, we wouldn't, you sicko.
Are you assuming
what?
Do you think you are good enough for moi?"
And I left that day going, does he know that's sexual harassment? She doesn't like him? Men are so dumb sometimes. So I've heard stuff like that where I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, this was a lady that said this to me.
Yeah.
This was a lady that said she was pimping me out.
She scoped you up and
down. She scoped me up and down and said, "I could pimp you easy."
DZ, okay, for real. Let's pull back the curtain. What's the weirdest thing you think we've said in this workplace? Like, do you think it's like private stories? Like, is it like your private sexcapades? Like things you can never talk about?
Probably going to the bathroom.
Oh.
We're very,
we let everyone know.
I run down the hallway talking about, "Oh, snap, I got a bleep." And I don't think about who might be here because I'm at my house. In my opinion, I'm just going to the bathroom in my living room,
looks
right?
It's like,
so
I guess.
Anything that has to do with
pooping,
bodily excrements, I'm maybe a little too open and I can see how people could be uncomfortable.
Personally. Wildest thing you've heard or been said in a workplace. I mean, I have some offensive things. I'll leave those off the table. What I'm talking about.
Doesn't have to be offensive because, let's be honest, if we're getting into it, I might have been told crazier.
Do you remember when our engineer, who doesn't work here anymore, offended the hell out of me by what he said off the air?
He's
an old head. Like, I'll give him that. He was a nice guy, but he was an old head. And he was talking about how people that shouldn't live together before they get married, which is a personal opinion. And I don't agree with it. But I actually know someone who's engaged who's not living with their fiance. So I know people are still doing it. They're not moving in together till they get married.
Whatever floats your boat.
I know someone doing that in 2024. So it happens.
Live your life.
But he looked at me and he's like, "I don't think people should live together." And I said, "Well, I lived with my ex-husband." And he was like, "Well, maybe that's why you're divorced."
Yeah.
And
that
was so wild, I had to chime in and go,
"I also lived with my wife before we got married.
It was so offensive and like such an old guy thing to say. day, and I was like, okay, dude. And but that's again.
That was wild.
It was wild.
That, see, now we're the gears are turning. That was wild.
I went, people still think like that? Like, what? Well, it's got nothing to do with the living together. It's because it didn't work out. Like any other relationship, whether you lived together before or not, it's going to work or it's not, right?
That old school mentality, man. Oh. And it sometimes does happen to be the older generations that say the most out-of-pocket things.
Oh, I know.
But some of these youngins are bold, too, now. Some of these kids don't know how to act.
Kids are bold, and I love it. I'm not going to lie.
The young and the old, y'all are bold.
Mm-hmm. You do not care, that's for sure. All right, 414-533-1037. That works to text or call. What's the craziest or wildest thing you've heard or been said in a workplace? DZ got looked up and down, said, I'm going to pimp you out.
I did not take the job.
Thank God. Thank God. So happy you're here.
They needed to pay me a little bit more to pimp me out.
I got. You're like, I know my value. You're not even close.
I'm not saying you can pimp me. I'm just saying it wasn't enough what you were offering.
Add two zeros, okay? And then we'll talk. And I got told I'm divorced because I lived with my ex-husband before we got married. I mean, wildest things you've heard from coworkers.
Why not?
We'll talk to you next. The wildest things you've ever heard or been said in a workplace. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
We ain't even getting into it, because sometimes people be talking out their necks.
Well, the phones lit up when we asked you about this, so let's just go to Tracy in Allenton and start with her. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hey.
I hope you enjoyed our stories. What's yours?
Well, this is before I started my own cleaning business, so this is way back. Hmm. And this is like one of the first homes that I cleaned for a company, and okay. I walked in, and it was an elderly man, and he had two small dogs. And one of them piddled on the floor, and I said, he piddled on the floor, and he looks at me and says, oh, he's just excited because you're here. I am too. You just can't tell because I'm wearing a diaper.
Whoa. Ooh, that's not where I thought that was going. That's I don't know where I thought it was going, but not there.
What the hell?
That made a real,
who
real hard
guy
right.
Again?
It was an elderly man. I couldn't even tell you his name. It was the first and last time I was there.
I bet.
Okay.
Wow.
Man, sometimes old people just don't get it.
The fact that he said you just can't see it through the diaper.
What the hell?
And he straight up admitted he's wearing a diaper.
You should have been like, you're the reason we have the Me Too movement, you my guy, you weirdo.
And that's wild.
Oh, yeah.
As far as wild goes, that's wild.
And he's old, so she was grossed out.
Wild and old.
I got like a 90-year-old in my mind right now, let me tell you.
A little wrinkly. Prune in a diaper.
He was.
Even worse. That's why he didn't care about anything.
That's why I stayed and blew it off, but suggested me not go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tracy, thanks for sharing.
And I wouldn't have blamed you for leaving. Well, have a good day, Tracy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Kathleen in Hartford. Mike's wife. I mean, Babe's wife.
Babe's wife.
Yes.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Mike hasn't called in a minute, so I'm glad to hear from you.
Yeah, he's on timeout.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're up.
I'll tell him. He's in like Madison area, so he wouldn't be called.
Well, we have the Odyssey app. Oh, Kathleen, he listens on the Odyssey app. Don't act like that man doesn't know how the radio works.
Don't defend him in our faces.
Right, he's in trouble. I'll yell at him for you guys. Thank
don't
worry. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
He's in a timeout.
Thank you.
You're
now,
very welcome.
Now that we agree, what's your wild story?
So I have a lot because I've worked in social services for like 15 years.
You dealt with some of the gems of the world, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And I meant GEM, not JIM.
I was like, dang, what Jim do? You said gem.
Gem, like a gemstone.
Them diamonds.
Yes.
This one is a little different. I mean, it's not something. It's not what somebody said. It's what they actually did. So I work from home, but I do home visits. But we have team meetings, and on one of the meetings, it's a long time ago. We had, we're on Zoom, and this was even like before COVID.
Oh.
And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, there's somebody on our team, and we look, and she's naked. I'm not even kidding.
What?
No. You're kidding.
Completely.
You're kidding. No. Like on a Zoom.
On a Zoom, like,
you're kidding.
Like, here's the thing. All of a sudden, we're just watching. She has wet hair, and I'm like, okay.
No kidding.
And then
no way.
Side conversations are going on. Like, is she naked? And then she's like, there's no shirt on. We couldn't see her chest, but the next thing we see is like a bra strap slowly go up. But she had like literally just gotten out of the shower.
She was getting dressed for work.
No.
Yes, on the Zoom, but like, she didn't even have her camera off.
I would die.
I was like, this is awkward.
Die.
So there's all these side conversations, like a side Zoom with me and my friends. They're like, is she naked?
Uh-huh.
Naked, and like this, I don't even know what her name is. I can't tell you, but
oh, the chat was active.
So wait. So then, did anyone tell her?
Say anything?
Did she notice?
Hey, yo.
We were being shady and talking crap.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, at least keep it real.
At least you admit it.
You guys are so mean. I would have died because she probably realized it at some point that she was probably like, was I on camera? And she probably had no idea if she was.
I'm sorry, but that's what?
This is like the guy who there was a, well, we don't need to go off on a tangent, but there was someone during COVID, a political reporter, and some of you will know exactly who I'm talking about, who got fired because he was doing something inappropriate on Zoom and clearly didn't know his camera was on. Do you remember who I'm talking about?
I ain't gonna say it.
They were saying, like, it was crazy at the time because you were like, this guy is so serious on TV and he did something inappropriate. And so we don't, and I don't know if he knew. So when I hear another story like that, I go, this really does happen to people. Like, I thought there's no way you're this dumb, but like, you are.
You don't. I personally.
You get comfortable.
I don't hop on a Zoom call when I'm fresh out the shower. I don't know what kind of time you live with.
They were letting it run, and they were doing their own thing, but they didn't realize their camera was on, is my assumption.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure.
You got to make sure the camera's off.
Nobody sees my goodies for free.
Wow. Okay, Kathleen, I'm amazed by this. Wow. Thanks for sharing. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye. Wow, I think she won. I don't know if there was a contest.
I don't even think I can top that.
I definitely can't.
She was on a call with somebody naked on a Zoom who didn't even know it?
Just chilling, vibing. All of a sudden, you're sitting in front of the camera going, hey, you know what? Let me put my bra on.
That's crazy.